We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maggie's most intriguing
NFL teams. So I'm going to start it with the most intriguing to the least intriguing, pardon me, to the most intriguing. This is going to be a 32 show countdown that's going to get us all the way from 32 to 1. Okay.
Is so one going to be set? Like opening week of NFL season? Is that, do we have it timed out that way?
No. Unfortunately not.
Opening of training camp? Opening of training camp?
If my calculations are correct, it's going to be somewhere on the 4th of July, give or take a couple different shows.
Rookie camp in Baltimore or something? Give me something here. Make up a date, Maggie.
Yeah, it's going to be the voluntary second OTAs. No. it's going to coincide very nicely with the NFL calendar. So, most intriguing NFL teams, we're counting them down 32 to 1. And so I'll start today with 32. So this is the least intriguing team, in my opinion, in the entire NFL. And I would say congratulations, but obviously this is not where you want to be. The least intriguing team in the NFL, by my account, is the Houston Texans. It is really hard to find some juice here around the Texans. First of all, made a total mockery with the David Culley situation last year. They offered him a job because they knew no one else would take it in the wake of the Deshaun Watson fiasco. So now they've hired Lovie Smith, who, no disrespect to Lovie, he's a good coach, but not only is he a retread, he's on the defensive side of the ball. So that's like a double whammy of boring. You know, no intrigue there. You've got Davis Mills, who's been basically an afterthought of this quarterback class, third-round pick. We don't even really talk about him with the other guys going into their second year, like Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and Justin Fields. You've got one of your best offensive weapons, Brandon Cooks, who might be rivaling Ryan Fitzpatrick for most teams ever played on in the NFL. Effective when he's healthy, but a journeyman who's turned out to be a journeyman wide receiver. Of course, they took John Mechie in the second round from Alabama, but he's recovering from an ACL injury that he suffered in the SEC championship game in December. You know, it was exciting on the defensive side. They took Derek Stingley Jr. This could be a lockdown quarter, but Perloff, he played 10 games in the last 2 years. And honestly, if I didn't just name check all those people, I guarantee anyone outside of Houston could not name five players on the Texans. Not to mention, they play in the AFC South. Not a lot of juice in that division. I'm sorry. The Houston Texans are the 32nd ranked most intriguing team in the NFL going into this season.
Very, very good argument. Yeah, I mean, first of all, I feel like, though, that should you get some extra points for being in the AFC South? Like, you have so much to overcome. Just you have two decades of absolute boringness. So I feel like that's kind of not fair to them. But, yeah, what do you... Okay, let me ask a couple counter-arguments. What do you, like, this Davis Mills hype that is kind of, you're hearing, like, number one
from
recruit...
From who, Samter? He's the only guy who's got Davis Mills hype.
A lot of people come around on Davis Mills and be like, he was, like, the top recruit in the country, went to Stanford, was really good, just never healthy, but now he's healthy. Maybe he's, like, a diamond in the rough. And he had better numbers than all the other rookie quarterbacks, which is something, except
yeah,
Mac Jones.
Right. Oh, I forgot about Mac Jones, too.
Yeah. I mean, you got to admit you're
wrong.
A little curious, just a little curious about Davis Mills.
I'm not curious about Davis Mills until like, there's a reason to be curious. You mentioned he had good numbers. He passed for 2,600 yards. Like, let's not pretend like he was lighting the hair on fire here of the NFL.
Right, right, in limited games. Like, he was out. Remember, he got hurt. Yeah, the other thing, Derek Stingley Jr., he's a monster if he's healthy. He's amazing. Just based on...
Okay, great. If he's healthy, but he's played 10 games in 2 years. I can't get... Like, that's not a ton of juice right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, though. Like, I understand why they took him at three. If you could get a shutdown corner, which I feel like he... The other guy was Sauce Gardner. I mean, Derek Stingley comes out of LSU, and Sauce Gardner, no offense, comes out of Cincinnati. This feels like a star. People love, too. I've seen a guy, they drafted Christian Harris, the Alabama linebacker. A lot of people have on Rookie of the Year list, too. So, you know, I agree with you that obviously they're not. I don't think you're reinventing the wheel here because they haven't been very good. But, you know, Lovie Smith, he gets that little Chicago Bears defense going. I'm not going to say that they're, you know, top 27 most exciting teams, but I think that they could move up a little bit. Maybe the Davis Mills factor, maybe not top 29 most intriguing teams. But so, I think you could have a little juice there.
What a compelling case you just made. not 29 most compelling. Listen, this is where I stand. It's Maggie's most intriguing list. Houston Texans coming in at 32nd. So tomorrow we'll do our 31st most intriguing NFL team. But you can tell me whether or not you agree at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And so that's going to be our fun countdown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.